Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf mem in the Yerushalmi. As we get into the last daf here, the last amud of the fifth parak of Ketz Ma'abrin, and we start, Be'ez Hashem, the new world of Parak Hadar that gets into Erev Chatzeros. So one ha'ara. So we had in the Mishnah on Lamed Tesem Beis machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, building on the Mishnah in the previous daf that spoke about if I put an Erev in a residential area before Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva says you only have 2,000 amos from that residential area. You don't have more than that. While the Rabbanan say no, if you put it in a residential area, it's Kielu, you rested in that area, and therefore you have 2,000 amos from outside the residential area, outside the Tchum. So Rabbi Kiva says, and what about in a cave? What about a cave? If you put something in a cave, in a ma'ara, right, so you only have 2,000 amos from that spot, the Rabbanan say, no, it depends. If you put it on top of the cave, then fine. That's not residential, and therefore you have 2,000 amos from the spot of the Erev. But in a case where you put it inside the cave, it's in a residential cave where people live, so then you'd have 2,000 amos from outside, and therefore it could be that inside is even better than outside for you. And that's what the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Nimsa kal betocha me'al gaba. Putting it inside is better than putting it on top. So I mentioned that the Ksava Kabbalah of Mecklenburg in Bracious on the Pasuk by Kayin, Vayehi Bona Ir. He was a builder of a city. Rabim Amru, Latachlis Ma Bona Kayin Ir. Why did Kayin build a city? Vaya Adam Shlishi, Al Pikalar, as he was the third person, the third human being on earth. Vain Sarach Lir Lo Labanav. He doesn't need a whole city for him and his sons. Vagam Kashe, Sha Adam Yachid Yivne Ir, Mi Bali Ezer Rabim. Also, why did he do it? And number two, how did he do it? Umibili kli malacha nimsan, and there were no kalim, right, to build utensils. Uba arachin nikra ir shalosh chatzeros b'kolachat shnei batim. And if you look in Erechin, it says the minimum city is 3 yards, and each has two, so 6 houses. So what would you need all that for? So why would he do it, and how did he do it? Vayomer, so quotes the Rechava Kabbalah, Yadanu, ki kadmonei b'nei adam ha'ilahem nikros sla'im, v'churei afar. Original people did not live in houses. They lived in rocks. They lived in caves. The kapai v'afar, the kafis l'machzeu l'mastar mizerim y'matar. They needed that for protection. V'odayom nimsam ke'elu, and there are even those today, says the Rav Becklenburg, 200 years ago, in Lerov Medinos Asia, in some places in Asia, Vahema Ka'es Me'en Yoshev, Ube Medinos Afriki, Adan Yesh Yoshve Ma'aros, where there are those that live in caves. Umistaver, says the Sala Kabbalah, maybe that's what it's referring to. Kikayin Haya Harishon, Asher Heichin Ma'ara Kazos Lo L'Mishpachto. He was the first one that created a cave for his family. Wasn't just living by himself and going under trees. He was the first one that made a cave inhabitable. V'hi aisa nikreis ir b'lashon ivri. And that's what was called an ir. Pa'anachasa harishona, kasher adai nikreis came b'lashon aravi. V'nishar Hashem ir gam acharei asher echelu livnos batim apia aretz. And the word ir stayed. Ir meant residential purposes in the cave. And after they made it out of a cave and made it into buildings, so the word ir stayed. V'itachin, he came tam b'ir matzor, klomar, ani b'ir matzor, ki lo haya David b'ir matzor, ir u'ma'ara shneim yisod echadheim, v'yovalo adiktu. So he says that is the connecting between ir and ma'ara. Interesting. So here we're talking about making a ma'ara residential, and being inside is even better than being on top. Good. So Gemara says, in the Rabbanan Shita, right against Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanan say that if you put it in a residential area, then you have 2,000 amos from outside the residential area. So the Gemara is going to say, though, according to the Rabbanan, if there's no difference between if you put the Erev in a Makam Dira, or you yourself go into a Makam Dira and Kona Shvisa, but in a Makam that's not Hukaf Ladira, so then it makes a difference according to the Rabbanan. This whole heter of starting 2,000 amos out of the cave that's only in the cave that is hukaf ladira. If it was a place that was low hukaf ladira, the Rabbanan wouldn't allow it, or would make a chilek. Kalu akone shvisa bakarpef minanose in eruva bakarpef. There's more, and it's lighter, so to speak. It's more lenient. Somebody who's kone shvisa bakarpef, meaning if somebody goes there with his presence more than somebody who just puts his Eruv there. And I don't say Neruva Bakarpev. Hakonashvisa Bakarpev. If somebody actually goes into an area that's not Hukaf Ladira, then Malachas Kula Vachutsalo Apayim Amma. So then you have 2,000 Amos out. Because if you are there, that's a better way of being Konish, of creating your Eruv. So if you're there, even in a place that wasn't Hukaf Ladira, still you are kona with 2,000 amos outside. Hanos in eruva bekarpev, but if you only put your eruv there, ein lo makam eruva el apayim amma, then you only have 2,000 amos from that spot. So again, the Rabbanan do not make any difference if you put the eruv in a makam dira between kona shvisa with your presence or putting your eruv there with your food, but in a makam that's not hukaf ladira, then it does make a difference. So, Rabbi Zira boy, and what about the middle case, right? We just spoke about the Rabbanan say there's a difference. In a makam shlo hukaf ladira, if you have your presence there or you send the food there. What if neither? What if you're a traveler and you just know of these places that you want to have your Erev? And we said, right, that's a third option, mechanism. Reb Zira boy, amar tikni li shvisa bakarpev. What if somebody is not in the karpev, but he says, I want my shvisa to be in the karpev? Is that like being in, and therefore you'd have 2,000 amos out? Or is that like putting your food in, and then you would only have 2,000 amos from the makom ha'erif? So I'm Rabbi Hananya, brother of Hillel, machlokas amir Rabbi Yehuda. I think it would be a machlokas. Machlokas relating to what we had earlier, that the Gemara said that what is the ikur dira? Remember the ikur erif? Remember we had a machlokas between mayor is the ikur for food or beregel, with the kula being for an ashir or an ani, which one was the ikur? So machlokas Rebbe Yehuda. Amar Rebbe Meir said earlier we had this ikur on daf falamid beis or so ikur erev bakikar. Rebbe Meir says the ikur is putting the food there, and there was a kula for the ani to go there because he has no kikar. So ikur erev bakikar. Benosein eruvo bekarpev. So we said, according to Rabbi Meir, the Iker Erev is putting the food there. So if you put the food in a karpev, that's not hukaf ladira, then all you have is 2,000 amos from that spot. So if Rabbi Meir says that's the Iker Erev and that's all you have, then surely Rabbi Meir would hold that in our questionable case, that you're just designating that that's the spot you want to be in, for sure you'd only have 2,000 amos from that spot. Because that's a weaker form of setting your Erev. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Iker Baraglav. Rabbi Yehuda says the Iker Erev is Baraglav. And you have the heter of the Ushir, to be makel on the Ushir just to set the food, so he doesn't have to go there himself. So if the Iker Erev is Baraglav, so then maybe when you say, I want Ki'ilu, I want my Erev to be there, it's Ki'ilu, you went there with your Raglav. And ikir baraglav ba'omer tikneli shvisasi bakarpi malachas kula v'chutz lapai mama. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if the ikir erev is baraglav, so if you go there, if you're in the karpi, if you're going to have 2,000 amos from outside the dira, from the outside of the mechitza, so maybe so too in our questionable case of tikneli shvisa bakarpev. So machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we would say according to Rabbi Meir, the better Erev doesn't get 2,000 amos from the edge, so surely this worse Erev. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the best Erev is Raglav. So maybe if you consider tikneli shvisa bakarpev as if you went there, so then maybe you'd have also 2,000 amos from outside. Period. Next, the Mishnah spoke about the roof of a cave being worse than the roof of a being worse than in the cave. So the Brisa just adds one line. Gag ha-migdal nidon ki'ir. If you have a tower, the roof of a tower, that's viewed as in the tower, that's viewed as a makom dira, because people use it. As we know, the rooftops were used for backyards in the days of old, and therefore people talk about spreading out their fruit to dry on the roofs. So Gaga Migdal, that's better than the Gaga Ma'ara. Gaga Migdal Nidon Ki'ir, that would be like a makom of residence. Gaga Ma'ara Nidon Kisados. But the Gaga of a Ma'ara, as we said, is viewed as Sados. So now the Gemara says, Ma, when we say that the Mishnah is Machali between, let's say, a cave that has diurin or not, does that actually need diurin, or just it has to be habitable? Does it have to be inhabited? Diurin mamish? Or afilu ru'ila diurin? Or does it just mean the potential? Meaning, if this is a place that is inhabitable, that's good enough. right? Often in halacha, all we need is the potential. Oh, it is the potential. Let's do one line and then we'll talk about that. In Madar Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, from the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman said the following, the name of Rabbi Chanina, At Roe Osa, if it is uninhabitable, you view it as if, Kilu Mlea Mayim Batid, if the cave is uninhabitable, you view it as if it's full of water and pitch and cement. But if it is inhabitable, you don't view it as that. So you see, it's talking about the potentials. Hada Amra Filu Ru'i L'Dirin. So it seems like even, as long as it's Ro'i L'Dira, that's good enough. You don't actually need diurin there. Again, it's against what we said a couple of the days that we had on yesterday's daf. Abar Blazer, the go actually go by diurin. So it's a discussion whether you just need the potential or not. We know the most famous shita out there in Chazal about going by potential is, of course, Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira, as Reb Zeira notes, by the halacha of a carbon mincha, the flour and the oil don't have to be mixed together, but it has to be ro'i to be mixed together. If the ratio is so much that it's more, I think it's shishim, right, that it's so much flour that it wouldn't mix well with the oil, so then you have to bring it in two kalim. You can't bring it in one cup because it's not ro'i labila. It has to be kala ro'i labila. If it's ro'i to be mixed, then ain bila makeves. Then you don't have to mix it. But if it's ain ro'i labila, that's worse. So the Gemara has this in a few places, but the Rishonim use it in more places. We mentioned the Chachmei Svarad in Sukkah use it numerous times. There's the Ritva. I'll quote the Ritva in Sukkah Da Beis and Sukkah Da Chavtes. Sukkah Da Beis, the Ritva uses this, where the Gemara says that even if you build a Sukkah with Mechitzo Shel Barzel, right, the walls are Shel Barzel, but it's still Ra'ui to be a Diras Arai because of the Schach. As long as the Schach are what schach are supposed to be, so then, even though the walls are mechitzo shel barzel, it is okay. And that's what the Ritva quotes, Rebbe Zeira. Kalaroi labila and bila makeves, because you're labila and bila makeves. V'hachanami, lamata me esrim, if you built a sukkah less than 20 amos high. Sherotwi la arai, that he can be built as an arai, en arai ma'akev, afilo kevak shera, then you can build it as keva, because it's rotwi to be built arai if it's less than 20 amos tall. Lamala me esrim, sheneroi la arai, arai ma'akev. You can't make it a rai if it's above 20. So the Ritva says that there. The Ritva says it also, and the Ran says it in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal, beginning of the third parak, where you need, it has to be ro'i, for the nanuim, even though it doesn't have to be, you don't have to actually, do it. It has to be ro'i l'nanua. I think, it is. That's, the beginning of, here in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal, Chaf Tes, Amid Beis, Chavtas Amid Beis, you have that lashon. Number two. And number three, the Ritva even has it, interestingly, later on, in terms of Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona. The Gemara later on in Sukkah discusses, what happens, Rashi says there, what happens if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and the Chazan gets up to Shmona Kedusha. So what do you do? So you have two choices. Either you stop or you don't stop. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi holds what our minhag is and what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You stop, you listen, and then you continue afterwards. Tosva says, what do you mean? You stop and listen, and you can't stop and listen, because stopping and listening is Shomea Ka'onet, as if you're talking. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shmona Esrei, right? So Tosva says, just go. Okay, what could you do? There's nothing to gain when you stop, because it's ki'ilu, you're going to say it, but then that would be a hefsek. That's Tosfos. But we pass on like Rashi, that you could have your cake and eat it too. You could stop, and it counts for a dibur, but it's not as much, full dibur, that it would be a hefsek. That's the sugya of Shomea Ka'onet, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. But if you look in the Ritva there, the Ritva quotes a third idea, like Tosfos, that says you should keep going, but not because of Tosfos' reason. Well, but it's because the only time Shomea Ka'onet works is if you'd be able to say it yourself. If you'd be able to say it yourself, then we say, then you could stop and listen. But if you wouldn't be able to say it yourself, then you don't have the potential to say it yourself, so then you wouldn't say Shomea Ka'onet works. And therefore, it's not going to help you. That's the Ritva here. The Rosh Tosfos Ritva on Dav Lamed Ches Amid Beis. He says that here it's not going to work. V'lo sagish yishtok. Right, so that's again a a Reb Zera type of din. So here too, you need ra'ui l'dira, even though you don't actually need dira. There is one more source just to mention, that's Tosfos. Tosfos in Nida, on Daf Samach Vav Mabez, where Tosfos says, when it comes to a matir, right, Tosfos' question there is we know that you need ra'ui l'bias mayim, right, you need for mikvah. You don't have to actually open your mouth in the water or open your eyes, but water has to have potential to get in there. Ro'i l'bias mayim, where you can't have a chatitza in one's teeth or in one's ear. Ro'i l'bias mayim. So Tosva says, how do you know it's not a lachachila to have bias mayim? Right? Why is that even the lachachila of ro'i l'bias mayim? Maybe lachachila you should eat it. Right? Just like, this is, Tosfos is commenting on Reb Zera's din of Kolarei Labila. So Tosfos asks, Amailo b'inam b'yas mayim l'chadchila. B'beis astarim kemo bila l'chadchila, you do mix it. Ukriya b'chalitza. Ubebikurim. Right? So, you know, there is a din of l'chadchila. So Tosfos comes up with the yesod, which we mention often, there can't be l'chadchila b'di'eved when it comes to a matir. If it comes to a matir is either you do it and it works and it's matir, and if you don't do it, it's not matir. But it can't be that there's a lechatchila way of doing a matir and a b'di'eved way of doing a matir. That's Tosfos's important yisod. Shalik pida Torah ela sheyitar ha'adam ve'ein lomar de lechatchila liboy tekivin de b'di'eved tor lechatchila nami loboy v'tala lo tefila. But anything that's a mitzvah, so then they have lechatchila ways of doing the mitzvah. And what's a mitzvah there? Bila, mikra bikurim, chalitza. He has chalitza on the mitzvah line. On the mitzvah line. Okay. Chalitza might also be a matir. But this is what the Gemara says. All you need is ra'ui ladira. Ra'ui ladira would be good enough here for the case. That's what we answer. So Amar Bisla Bar Lazar. Continuing. Hada Amra. What is this going on? So the Ruchaim Kanievsky, the Pnei Meir says, we're going back to the Mishnah that said that if it's on the roof of the cave, you measure from the Erev itself. So related to that, Amra Me'ara. Change the word to Ma'ara. Sheish Lashnei Psachim. If you have a cave that has two openings, two doors on either side of the cave. Im Yesh Bein Zelaza Arbas Alafim Ama. Chasar Achas. Right? What happens if the two doors, if you go outside the cave and walk on top, it's less than 4,000 amas between the two doors. So then the Mishnah, the Braisa says, Malach Eskula V'chutzal Apayim Amah. Then you can walk the whole thing on top of the doors. Our boss, Alafim Amah, but if it's 4,000, Ein Lo Mimakom Eruvel Apayim Amah. But if it's more than 4,000, then you can't walk out. You can't walk out the whole way across on top. Why? Amar Rabbi Ba Asbri Reb Zeira. I'll explain this to you. We had this also earlier. Daf Lamed Aleph. Im Yitein Sandaloi Hacha. Because let's say somebody goes out of the east side of the cave and he puts his shoes, his sandals, 2,000 amos out. Hu Asa Brav Nasilan. If it's less than 4,000 amos between the doors, then you could put your sandals 2,000 amos away and then go out the other door and pick them up. Yitein Sandaloi Hacha. Hu Asi Brav Nasilan. And the opposite. If you take him out the western door and put it at the edge of 2,000 amos, you could go out the eastern door and pick him up. So what do you see from there? Minkan, switch the gersa, minkan asibra, u minkan asibra. From this side you could go outside, from this side you could go outside. So you're allowed to go from either side and get the shoes. It means there's an overlapping area of the tchum, because it's less than 4,000 amos. So miruch achas aser, mishtei ruchos mutter. So you could go out each side and take it, but you wouldn't be able to go straight across, straight through, meaning overlapping tchumin means is one big tchum. And therefore, says the Braisa, if you have less than 4,000 amos between the two doors, so then it is mutter to carry in that whole area. Ravacha b'shem Rav Chinina, imaisa gago shel ma'ara arbas alafim, he had a word, chaser, arbas alafim ama chaser achas, ma'alcha skulu v'chutz lapam ama, same shita, that if you have at the top, the roof, is less than 4,000 amos, so then you'd be able to carry in that whole area. Good. The Bryce said earlier, that we said, there's a halacha on top of a cave, there's a halacha on top of a migdal, a tower. That's ki'ilu, it's in dira. And what about al-gabe choma? What about on top of a wall? So on top of a wall, in those days, people also used, it was, you know, normal usage. So afilo kama mutter, even if it's very long, it's still mutter. Because that's called a makom dira. That's called a makom dira. Imhaya gaga shel ma'ara sheisas alafim ama. If you have a very long on top, right, as we said before, 4,000 is the maximum. What if it's 6,000? What if it's 6,000 long? Gaga shel ma'ara sheisas alafim ama. So ma'alech haskula v'chutzala al yedei nivrios. But if there are nivrios there, then you can walk out the whole area. What are nivrios? Many pshatim given. So some say the Pnei Moshe here said nivrios are like little holes. If you have holes that create a way maybe you could stick your hand in and get things to the bottom of the cave where it's makom dior, so then the roof is cold, it's like an extension of that. It's like windows. So if there are windows between the cave and the roof on top, then even if it's very long, that's considered an extension of the dira. Some say this means, but the Bacharim Kinevsky says Bergen, and there are little huts. There are little, shacks on top. So that also, creates it, even if, it's not royal dira by itself in a field, but if it's right next to this other dira that's under it, so maybe that's good enough. Others say it means trees. The Karbonada says it means dekalim ktanim nituim. You plant some trees there. That also makes it a little bit roi ladira. So that is the halacha. Again, different pshatim about what that means. Next, acharei hagagin mahin. Once we're talking about the halacha on the roofs, are the roofs considered roi ladira? So some, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, what happens if you have a very large roof? A very large roof. Meaning, what does that mean? Let's get back to our discussions of karpev. So we said karpev, if you have an area, even if it's enclosed, but if it's more than 5,000 amos, so then it's considered as if it's not enclosed and you have to do something. You have to do something to make it ra'ui, make it hukaf ladira. So does that apply to roofs also? Find a regular area, a karpev. What about a roof? Because a roof, it's roi ladira underneath in the houses. And then we use the walls as, good achis, good asig mechitzta, that it goes, the walls go up. So when the walls go up using the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is that considered hukaf ladira because underneath it's hukaf ladira? Or no, it's not hukaf ladira. And it's like a regular karpef. So which one is it? So Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rabbi Yaakov, bar Acha, Rav Anya, bar Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Acha, Matiba, mishum shmeim Shmuel, he said it, well, it depends. There's a machlokas. There's a machlokas later on in 20 daf from now on daf samach. The Gemara there, the Mishnah there discusses, what do you consider going from, let's say, from one roof to another roof in a city? Are you allowed to go from one roof to another roof? So that's a machlokas. The Tanakama there, Rabbi Meir here, there holds, kol gagos, it's parak kol gagos, ninth parak. Kol gagos ha'ir rishus achas. All the gagos of a city are considered one rishus, and you can go from one to the other as long as they're within 10 tfachim of each other, as Rabbi Meir. All the roofs are considered one. One, v'chachamim omrim? No. Kol echad v'echad rishus b'fnei atzma. The chachamim say no. The roofs are like what's under them. And just like under them, you need an erech haseras. You have chaseras to connect different houses, even though there are two rishus hayachids and midaraisa, you can go from one to the other. But Chazal instituted that, there are houses, you have to make an erev chaseros. So too the roofs, just two on the roofs, they're not all one. So says the Gemara here, so this question about the karpef, whether the roof is subject to the limitation of a karpef, shluka fladira, should depend on that machlokas. Let's read it. Again, achore hagagim, when you have the tops of the roofs, according to the Rabbanan, Eden, according to the Rabbanan who say there in the Mishnah Daf Samach, that the Rabbanan say that the gagin are all separate roofs because they all follow what's underneath. So achore hagagim, metatlim, and afilu kura afilu kirayim. According to the Rabbanan, it's ki'ilu, these are as if what's under them, meaning hukaf ladira. So over there, even though it's a chumra, the Rabbanan say there that all the gagin are separate. Why are they all separate? Because they're considered independent, because they're just like what's under them. But under them is hukaf ladira. So if it's hukaf ladira, so it's as if the walls shoot up and make the roofs hukaf ladira too, and therefore there's no limitation when it comes to a gag, shlo hukaf ladira, which is more than 5,000. Rabbi Meir Omer, Meir would say the Amber, Meir who says there that all the gagin are one, and therefore they're not connected to what's underneath. So it's a kula over there. Here would be a chumra. The Meir Omer, mitatlan ben abeis asayim. There would be, it would be subject to the limit of beis asayim. Good. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, milsa de Rab Pligi lave. Rabbi Yossi Barbun says that Rav would argue on this. Right, this was the name of Shmuel. Shmuel said that this question about the roofs, are the roofs subject to the limitation of karpev shluka fladira, would be tali machlokas or Meir and the Rabbanan. Over there, Daf Samach. And so Rav says wrong. I think everybody would be a makel here. So the Rav, Pligei Lavei, Tetanin Taman, called Gagos Ha'ir Roshus Achas. Right, the Mishnah there says that we just read it. According to Rabbi Meir, all the Gagin are one Roshus. According to Rabbi Meir, Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Ad Beis Asayim, Shmuel would say, And they're limited until Beis Asayim. Rav Amar, Matadon Afilukur, Afilukirayim. Rav would say, even within Rabbi Meir, who says they're not connected to what's underneath, they're not called Hukaf Ladira, still, there's no limit. So there's no limit. Meaning, good Asik creates a Machitza that's considered Hukaf Ladira. And therefore, you see that Rav would say, it's not totally on the Machlok, because the Meir and the Rabban over there, he would say, everybody would say, it's Lakula. And the Gemara just adds, Ha achori hagagim, ha achori asfina. Just like, yeah, there's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What would Rebbe Meir say on top of a roof? The same machlokas would be on the top of the back of a boat. If you take a big boat and you turn the boat over, so now you could live underneath the boat. It's like protection. So what about on top of the boat? On top of it, when you have the inverted hull, so the same will be the same machlokas. Same machlokas about the top of a roof. Does it go by? Is it considered hukaf ladira because of what's under it? So to the top of a boat, if you would use that. Hadron alach perach ketzad ma'abrin. So this takes us through the fifth perach, which was all about tchumin. Now we get into eruvei chatzeros. Eruvei chatzeros, the next couple of prakin. Eruvei chatzeros. Interesting. All the halachas of tchumin, the Rambam puts in Hilchos Shabbos. Here, the Rambam puts this in, starting with Erev Chatzeros, Hilchos Eruvin. Hilchos Eruvin. That's the Rambam. The Gemara says here in the Bavli, on Daf Chaf Aleph, that the source of Erev Chatzeros is Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, what's Erev Chatzeros? You have a private Rishus HaYachid. But the Rishus HaYachid is used by a number of people. So let's say you have a house that goes into a yard. So the houses are all very private, and the yard is only semi-private. It's not very private, because a number of people could go into the yard. So Chazal instituted to go from the house to the yard, or the yard to the house, to bring stuff from one place to the other, one needs an Erev Chatzeros, to make this one big happy family. That's the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Eruvin. Chatzer sheish ba shcheinim harbe, kolechan mehem bebayis la'atzmo. If you have a yard that has many neighbors in it, everybody has their own house. Din Torahu, Shiakulan Mutaran Lataltel, Bakala Chatzer, Umibatim Lachatzer, Umichatzer Labatim. Right, on a Torah level, everybody could carry wherever they want. But Bnei Shakala Chatzer, Rishus HaYachid Achas. The whole Chatzer is one Rishus HaYachid, Umutar Lataltel Bakula. On a Torah level, Vechena Din Bamavui, Shiesh Lo Lechi Yokora. Also a Mavui, which has a Lechi and a Korah. Remember, that's the Rambam Shita, that even three walls is not a Daraisa. So you need something on the fourth wall. But the Rambam says, Zehu din Torah. Avol midivrei sofrim, aser l'shchinim, l'taltel mirushus hayachet, sheish b'chaluka b'dirin. Midrabanan, any neighbors are not allowed to be metaltel in a place that has separated areas for the members. Ad shia arvu, kol ha-shchinim kulam me'erev Shabbos. Until you make an Erev, Erev Chatzeros and Erev Shabbos, Echad Chatzer ve'echad Mavui ve'echad Medina. V'davar zeh takanas Shlomo u'beis dinahu. This goes back to Shlomo HaMelech. Says the Rambam, based on the Gemara here in the Bavli, on Daf Chaf Aleph. That's what this is about. Erev Chatzeros, we have to include everyone to make everybody one big happy family. The problem is, what if there's somebody in the yard that doesn't do it, that didn't take part? Right, at Shabbos, he didn't take part. So he could be what's called Mevatel Rishus. He could nullify, he could remove himself. That helps. But that can't be done by a guy. So what do you do by a guy, if there's a guy? So, as we'll see, you need what's called Schiris Makom. You have to rent out the Rishus. Rent out the Rishus from the guy. Rent out his portion in the yard. So we'll have to see the details of how that's done. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Adar Menachri b'chatzer, if somebody is living with a Nachri in a yard, O Mishena Modeh Be'erev, or somebody who is not Modeh Be'erev, right? Either that means Kusi, Pashtos, right? The Karbonet here says Kusi, the Kusim, or other Apikarsim. So then Hariza Oser Alav, those people, the non-Jew or the Kusi, are Oser. They don't take part in the Erev Chatzeros, they would answer. Rabbezim and Yaakov Omer, La'olam Eino Oser, and Shiushni Yisrael Mosim Zedzeh. Rabbezim and Yaakov says, if there's only one guy, there's no Iser. Why? Because Me'ikar Adin, Rabbezim and Yaakov says, Diras Akum shouldn't answer. It shouldn't have the status, significance of a Dira. So we were Machmir. We're Machmir to say we don't want a Jew living with the non-Jew because the guy is, Chashal Shvichas Damim. But Rabbi Zimri Yaakov says one guy and one Jew is not shchiach, and therefore Chazal Warren goes there in that case. That's what Rabbi Zimri Yaakov said, that we pasken that way. Rabbi Zimri Yaakov says you have to have at least two Jews. If you have one guy and one Jew, so then there's no problem. Period. Hadar Menachri b'chatzer v'chulu, chatzer shal nachri kedir v'sar shal behema, says the Gemara, a chatzer of a nachri Me'ikra din is like the chatzar of animals. Meaning, me'ikra din diras akum is not going to answer. Mesivin rabbanu l'Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The rabbanu asked, one second. Il yisrael behema shedarim b'chatzar. Shemin behemas oseres. The rabbanu said to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, what do you mean? If animals are in the yard, not your animals, that's not going to answer. Yes, it will. Kashem sha behema oseres kacha goy oser. So just like diras behema would answer, so to diras goy. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says back, I argue. Mazar Elazar ben Yaakov, l'rabbanan, il yisrael behema shayidarim b'chatzar ma habehema oseres, a behema would aser? No, not true. Kishem she'ina behema oseres kach chagoy in oser. Wouldn't aser, and therefore they argue fundamentally about goy, but part of that is about behema as well. Okay, we'll have to stop before Rav Yaakov or Asa, before we get to the halacha.